One day, a group of pastors came to me and explained that they were having great difficulty with their religious education program in the school. They were becoming increasingly frustrated because the students didn't behave themselves very well, and most seemed disinterested in what was being taught. Pondering what they were telling me, as they poured out their hearts, I asked them to explain to me the nature of the curriculum they were teaching these students. These pastors explained that they were teaching such things as Paul's missionary journeys, the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection, the new heaven and earth, and other New Testament teachings. Many of the students, however, were openly disrespectful and showed little, if any, interest in this Bible teaching. What were these pastors to do? They so wanted these young people to believe and understand the Bible and trust the Lord. How were they to reach them? An older, more experienced pastor commented that the students weren't like this in years past. He had noticed this trend for some time now, but it was getting worse. Why was it increasingly difficult to communicate to this generation of students? The pastors asked me if I could shed any light on this dilemma. The more I thought about it, the more it hit me like a lightning bolt. I had noticed that the biology and general science textbooks were permeated by evolutionary philosophy. Evolution, in the microbe-to-man sense, was presented as fact. But it wasn't just in science. Evolutionary ideas permeated most courses. I said to these pastors, "Do you know what these students are being taught in most of their classes? They're being told that they're just animals that evolved from some primeval soup millions of years ago. These young people are being indoctrinated to believe that evolution is science. Because they are growing up in a world full of wonderful technology that is an outgrowth of real science, they have a great respect for what is called science. Sadly, they don't realize that evolution is not science. But because of the way they're being taught, to them the Bible is just an outdated religious book. After all, in astronomy they learn how the solar system formed by itself from a dust cloud over millions of years. In geology, they are taught that the Earth is billions of years old, and the fossil record is the history of the evolution of life. In biology, they are shown pictures of ape men, considered to be their ancestors. In history, primitive man is presented as going through a stone age in an onward-upward evolutionary process. In other words, I explained to the pastors that day after day, in class after class, these students were being indoctrinated against believing what the Bible has to say about our origins. Even if the teachers didn't specifically mention the Bible, the point was that these students were being taught a way of thinking that inoculates them against the Bible. For instance, I vividly recall one of my students blurting out, "Sir, how can you believe the Bible when it tells us we came from Adam and Eve, and we know from science that this is not true?" I told this story to the pastors and concluded, "Here's the problem. During their school hours, students are being taught more and more that evolution is fact and science has proved the Bible wrong. They don't believe that God created everything. The textbooks tell them that the universe and life arose by chance random processes. The students know that evolution and its teaching about ape men contradict the Bible's teaching about Adam and Eve. Increasingly, some teachers are beginning to be vocal about attacking the Bible. Now, these same students are coming to your religious education classes to hear you teach from the Bible. However, many of them don't even believe now that you can trust the Bible. They don't have a respect for the Bible's teachings. They think that in this scientific age, the Bible is an outdated book. So why should they be interested in listening to what you have to say?"